It's H1N1, not swine flu. Welcome, everyone. Lee Maddox with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Tennessee and American hog farmers are still reeling from the outbreak of the H1N1 flu virus that first surfaced here in America this past April. And now, with reports almost daily on the news referring to it as the swine flu, those farmers are not getting any breaks. And this is a crisis that could reshape their industry. Jonna Miller has more.
Hog farmers, commodity groups, and several governors have asked the Obama administration to help the struggling pork industry. Hog prices have dropped dramatically. American Farm Bureau livestock economist Jim Sartwell says the H1N1 virus outbreak caused a lot of the pain, even though U.S. pork is safe to eat.
Calling H1N1 swine flu was a very irresponsible, inaccurate name for the disease. However, it's not going away. As we head into cold and flu season, we have some huge concerns about what any outbreak will mean to demand here at home.
Sartwell says the current struggle is primarily due to a halt in exports to China and Russia, which can also be blamed on the virus.
H1N1 was the excuse that many of our former trading partners have used to get out of trading pork with us. They want to build their own domestic pork industries up. This provided them a very convenient reason to cease trading with us.
Loss of those exports has led to a serious oversupply of pork here in the U.S. The industry is asking the government to buy up some of the excess, but Sartwell says there's no quick fix.
All indications are that pork producers, given the projected prices from the futures markets right now, will lose significant amounts of money all the way out through the early part of 2010.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Well, recently, hog producers and ag supporters across the country used the microblogging site Twitter to urge the media to stop referring to the H1N1 virus as swine flu. The virus can only be transmitted with human-to-human contact, and you can't catch it from consuming pork products. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.